afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. Comes to human relationships, things very often don't work out the way we planned or dreamt, and unexpected results may in fact be the norm. Why is this so? And what do you do when life doesn't work out the way you planned? Humans have a tendency to view everything as being separated. The reason for this is simple. Our senses tell us space exists between everything, and so we conclude there is nothing at all tangible
to connect much of reality. We think of everyone as separate human beings with individual lives, personal cares, and private ambitions. All of us busy doing our own thing, living essentially separate lives. This way of viewing life is perhaps best captured by the familiar reflection, "It's my life and I'll do with it what I want." Without being moralistic about this, it is nevertheless true most of us quite logically make decisions about our life without really considering the ramifications outside self or perhaps our immediate family. The idea that a personal choice, which is largely your own to make, may have an effect on many others you have never met and will never meet, may never enter into your considerations because it doesn't seem to be important, or it may not, you may not consider any of your responsibility. But society itself is actually an invisible and complex web of connections and associations. The fact we are not aware of many of these does not mean they do not exist. The nature and import of these connections is not well understood, nor indeed is it properly capitalized on. But humanity today has developed a rather selfish outlook, which is creating many unwanted conditions, such as conflicts and disruptive reactionary behavior. To add to this, all the really big challenges we face right now can only be solved through the development of collective consciousness, which naturally means being less selfish. When we choose to do or not do something, many others are affected to a lesser or greater degree, depending on the nature of the action. This applies even to highly personal choices. One could even say there is no such thing as a personal choice. Of course, I'm not talking about every single minute action of every moment of every day, but those actions concerning or involving others. A person may act thinking principally or only of themselves and go through life achieving a high degree of success. But what is the quality of that success? Purely as an experience. Many would argue that a more generous approach to living produces a more completely satisfying experience of success. It may sound simplistic to say so, but the truth is, every decision can be reduced to just two choices. We can choose the option which has the most benefit to us principally, or we can choose the option which has the most benefit to the greatest number of people, including ourselves. There are, of course, an infinite variables of this formula. A less selfish choice, however, will require us to accept a certain measure of individual loss. For example, a business can run quite legitimately where the owner takes the lion's share of proceedings. Or it can be run where profits are shared out equally among all employees. But the owner will have to settle for less if he operates accordingly. It is safe to say all choices we make which affect others will ultimately affect us in turn. Now, many of our decisions are made not knowing either how many will be affected or how and when those effects will be felt by them or us. Sometimes the results of our actions come back to haunt us as adverse effects we may not have expected, planned for, or want. And this may be so even when the best laid plans are put firmly in place to prevent such effects. Of course, adversity is not necessarily a bad thing. no matter how well prepared we may think we are never going to be able to plan away every negative effect. To attempt to avoid or even eliminate all negatives is sheer futility, because everything is in a constant state of evolution, and negative effects simply reveal this to be so. The fact that problems arise is not really the issue. What is what we choose to do about them. It is interesting how most of us are eager to be part of success, but very few want to know about failure, being more inclined to want to deflect blame. Failure is without question uncomfortable, but the true artist is not the one who revels in success, but the one who deals effectively with the shadow periods he faces. To face and work through difficulty builds personal power. Mastery is defined by one's ability to triumph over adversity, not by how well we live in good times. Therefore, a good rule of thumb to follow is to choose the option which has the greatest benefit to the greatest number of people. This way, your choices will possess a certain radiant effect which compounds constructive impacts over time, amplifying your success rather than confounding and frustrating it. Be aware, however, that this will often mean having to take what at the time may appear to be a less palatable or personally advantageous course of action, and even one that may be less beneficial to you alone. It may also mean having to be quite courageous, albeit courageous with the welfare of everyone concerned uppermost in mind. I once worked for a very selfish man. One day he said to me, "I never give to charity. People need to learn to look out for themselves." Several years later, his business went through a decline. Do you think anyone came to his aid? Quite the contrary, his creditors closed in on him and shut him down. In the end, though, he got back exactly what he gave out. No matter how well you live, however, you will always have ups and downs. If you live generously and think about the wider impact of your choices, don't be surprised when you do find yourself in greatest need, how help will come flooding to you, and often from directions and in ways you least expect.
you're really gonna leave this town. Everyone knows I can't make a move without you. You're turning my whole world upside down. And I get a feeling that I've seen the last of you. Rio de Janeiro blue. The salt sea air, your wind-blown hair, reflections on a dream. Of you with who knows who flowing through me like a stream. Brazilian serenaders linger on. Help me lose my soul in your song.
Join us again next week for more musings.